I can't believe you. What do you think you're doing? You're surrounded by people. You're at this big convention and... yet for some reason you thought it'd be a good idea to... turn on a dirty file? One of my dirty files? And... I don't even know what I'm gonna do to you yet, but... squirmy, and yet you can't let anybody know. No one can know that you're listening to me. That would be wrong. That would be bad. That would be perverted. I mean, think of what they would think of you. You're a slut. A dirty, pervy, needy slut. As I say that, I do have to say that does interest me. That does excite me. I do like the idea of playing with you. Covertly. Everybody's around us and nobody knows it. Between me and you. Come on, don't let your eyes roll up like that. Even when I'm whispering in your ear. Even when I'm purposely doing things to make you shiver and shake. I suppose I should find it flattering that you just couldn't resist, couldn't wait until you were safe to come listen to me. You can't take your hand and rub down there. Can't do anything to ease the ache that slowly builds. Can't do anything to relieve or release. I do enjoy knowing this. And what you do, close your eyes. Hopefully, they'll just think you're listening to music. I want you to close your eyes and picture me behind you. Feel me at the back of your neck, nibbling and kissing. Feel as if my hand is running up your back. Under your shirt, just tickling at your spine, just feeling the heat of my hand as it goes from the bottom of your spine. Running up, fingers slightly trailing, fingertips just tickling against your skin. On the way up to your neck, where I stop to rub. Rub the my fingers going up higher, up into your scalp. I know how to pull hair, baby. I know how to take my fingers and just massage them to rub and rub, and the more I rub and the more I play with your hair, the more sensitive and excited your follicles, your nerves become. And then when I've teased them, when your eyes are loopy, not from arousal, but from, oh, how good that feels in such a relaxing way, I bring my hand into a fist, my fingers curving inwards, taking some strands of hair with it until slowly I squeeze and lightly it tugs at thousands of hair follicles all at once, and you shiver so nicely in pleasure for me. Oh yeah. Pleasure. Does that fuck with you at all? When I say pleasure. What a slut you've become. Of course you always were one. Now be very careful. Nobody can know. And so you'd better take a moment and breathe deep. Relax. You don't want anybody to see how excited you are, how your muscles are clenching and tensing every time I say pleasure. How your body just reacts to my triggers. My pleasure triggers. I want you to picture me moving around you, touching and stroking and kissing and ghostly tease, and you can't do anything about it, even if you get a bit alarmed. Get too excited. I think you will find that your body is frozen, completely locked to my will. You are trapped, and there's nothing you can do but see this through. Because you're a horny little slut, and even though you know it's so bad, it's such a bad idea. Oh god, it's a bad fucking idea. You can't help but listen. And I can't help but love it. The way you're at my mercy. I could do anything. I could say anything. I could probably make you do anything. You would do anything to make me happy, wouldn't you? To hear me say, you make me so happy. Is that what you want? To make me happy? Well, let's be a little daring, shall we? Take your forefinger. And come on, it's not like you can resist me. Take it. And touch your nose. Just tap it. And give yourself a little boop. And then you can put your hand back down. And maybe nobody saw. Maybe someone did though. But on the bright side, if anybody does notice, they'd have no idea. No idea that you just booped yourself because you were listening to a dirty file and I told you to. Of course, if someone did know why, I think you'd be okay, because that would just mean they're a dirty slut too. And they can't judge you. No one can judge you except me. And I judge you perfectly perverted. Perfectly fun to play with. Oh, fuck, it's just so fun. Aw, do do my moans make you feel a little more in danger? Just imagine if an earbud fell out or headphones came off and someone could hear. You don't want to get caught, do you? God, being a little slut for me. Then they'd have to punish you. I'd probably have to punish you. And I know you can't touch yourself right now, but I can touch myself. Let me just get undressed. I know. What are you wearing? Well, I'll tell you. I want you to picture it. See, I love showing my cleavage off, so right now I'm wearing a very low cut, red, almost maroon blouse. And it has these little strings that are tied in little knots down the side. It's my little flirtation with danger, because when I walk around the house like this, sometimes cats or kittens might attack. But just like you, I like to live dangerously. And I love the way my boobs look in the shirt. It's long-sleeved because it's cold, but just because I know it'll drive you nuts, I'm gonna take it off. And my nipples might get very, very hard, but knowing that your nipples are probably getting hard in arousal, well, that makes it all worth it to me. See, I'm perfectly safe in my dungeon. No one can see me. But you, could you just imagine? Let me take off my shirt. Oh, I'm all hot and bothered anyway. No. Next up is the bra. Here. Can you hear it? How lacy it is when my fingernails run across. It's black. Black lace with a little bow right here. It's demi-cup, so most of my big white tits are showing above it. And if I bend the front just a little bit, my nipples will peek out and poke out. But I'm just gonna unclip it. Take it off. Can you imagine it? One strip falling down, and then the other. And they just let it fall to the floor. And now, slut, my breasts are open to the air. And it's a little chilly in here, so my nipples are perky and hard. Bet you could rob just about anything right now. But you have to be a safe slut and keep your hands at your sides. Even if your fingers are twitching and dying to just rub a little bit. I love touching my tits. Like, all my life, I've loved my tits. I remember when I was a teenager, standing in a sports bra in front of the mirror, just admiring. And even now, I like to stand in front of a mirror sometimes while I touch my tits. And they're just so big. I love that I can look down and see my cleavage, and it's just lovely. The glands of them are just so heavy and full, and since it's cold, it's like my tits perk up even more. Like my nipple becomes a little more upturned, and my tits are big enough that if I wanted to, I could suck on my own nipple. How good it would feel. How fun it would be. My hands on your shirt, just touching and rubbing and tweaking, and I do so love to tweak nipples. To pinch, just enough to see your body shudder and to feel that dense energy as you feel that sexual shot right down. I did say I was gonna play with myself, but I didn't mean just my nipples. So why don't I take off my pants? I'm a dirty girl. I didn't wear any panties before doing this, so I guess I won't get to strip those off, but I'm wearing these gray pants, and they just slide down my hips so easily. Now I can sit here, and knowing that you're sitting there, and you can't do anything. I'm gonna play with my pussy. I can already smell it. I have a very strong sense of smell, and I love the smell of my own pussy. It's musky and good. My fingers now are touching. I'm rubbing over that little hut. Rubbing in circles. And I bet you wish you could rub bits of you right now, but you can't. Hands at your side, slut, even if you get the impulse you need to pull it back. For your own good. Oh, that feels really good. Oh, there's just so much pleasure. I'm so wet already. It gets hard for my fingers to have a grip, because I just want to rub, and yet I slip, and I drip, and I drip. Could you imagine if you were here with me? I would force you on your knees and shove your head into my crotch and make you lick and lick. Naughty, naughty little bit. But you should probably go enjoy that convention a little bit. I wouldn't want to take up all your time. And remember, try to keep the arousal from showing. That would just be so very rude of you to everybody around. Bye-bye.